Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I have a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I like Celine Dion. I know some people don't. And maybe guys aren't supposed to. I don't know how other guys feel. I like Celine Dion. That's her, by the way, if you hadn't figured that out. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I have her albums. I play them. I like them. And anyway, it's good to have you back. It's just you and me. And I want to talk about some things that it's follow-up to some of the things that Jeffrey Zabar and I were talking about earlier. And that's where things are in the economy right now. You know, if you remember the surveys that we've been getting in from some of the people who've been conducting them, like the one we did earlier in the week with Chuck Martin, the surveys are saying that that small business owners are, I know the one that Chuck brought us was saying that small business owners were kind of, more than half of them were sort of negative about the overall economy. But then when they said, but what about your business? How do you feel about your business? About two-thirds of them said, oh no, my business is fine. Well, folks, what does that mean? What does all that mean? How do you blend those two things together? Well, what I think it means is yeah, there are challenges out there. Yeah, we got a housing problem. Yeah, we've got a global credit crisis for the big companies. Some of the industries that support housing are having a little bit of a tough time right now in certain areas, but in certain areas maybe not. But fundamentally, overall, the U.S. economy is not doing that badly. At least it's not in terms of what small business owners are saying. Most small business owners are saying about what's going on around them. So this proves what I've been saying to you, and that is focus on your customers. Talk to your customers. Find out what's happening around you. How are your customers doing? How are your prospects doing? Are they cutting back? Are they stopping doing business with you? Or are they continuing to buy from you? Are they continuing to make plans with you? Instead of watching television, listening to the talking heads, and staying at home, so to speak, rather than going out and knocking on doors. And so what I want to do for a few minutes is talk about the conventional and the unconventional. Now, in a year like 2008, you need to you gotta focus on the conventional. The conventional are the fundamentals. These aren't changing. The fundamentals of operating your business, of how you make a profit, how you manage your people, how you manage your finances, how you develop products, all those kinds of things. Those are fundamentals, and they really never change that much because they're tried and true. They just work. These are facts and practices that we know work. And so don't mess with them. Just do them. Just function. Just execute them. And that's the conventional. And so when you're operating your business, make sure you're focusing on them. But now, let's talk about the unconventional. When things are going really well and you got more business than you know what to do with, and there are people, believe it or not, folks, don't look around you and expect to see everybody around you. If you're having a tough time, don't look around you and expect that everybody else is in the same boat. You might get your feelings hurt if you go up to somebody and say, boy, my business is awful. I bet yours is too. Well, you might get your feelings hurt when they say, no, actually, we're doing great. Because there are people out there like that. But regardless, in a year like this, where there are some challenges, I think you need to do some things that are a little bit unconventional. And what would that be? Well, guess what? I can't tell you what's unconventional for you. But what I can tell you is that you need to take some chances. You need to take some risks. If you need more business, if you don't have enough business, you need to take some risks. And let me tell you what it might be as simple as. It might be as simple as you getting the guts to go call on somebody that you've been talking yourself out of calling on. Yeah. That's unconventional for you, right? Because your conventional wisdom has told you that, well, you know what? You've been convincing yourself the economy's bad. These people are probably not going to do business with anybody. They're probably pulling in their horns. They're not spending any money. And I'm just going to go call on them, and they're going to just say no. Now, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, remember what Polonius said in Hamlet. This above all, to thine own self be true. Please, don't say it to me. Say it to yourself. Have you got anybody like that? Have you been doing that? Have you been resisting? Have you been reluctant to go out and call on somebody because you believe that they are not a prospect, that they're not spending money, that the economy's got them down, et cetera, et cetera? How many times have you done that in the last 60 days? Now, if you've got salespeople, you need to ask them those questions. You need to have this conversation that I'm having with you. You need to have this one with them. We come back after these messages. I'm going to give you some examples of why you got to have this conversation with yourself and what to do about it if you say, yes, I have been saying this. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the brain trust and the newsletter and the blog and the books and me and lots of stuff there. It's all free, just for you. We built it just for you so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget you can podcast our shows too, and I hope you'll check that out. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. And it's a great site. It's growing like crazy. And I really hope you'll spend some time there and use it to your advantage. It's free as well, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Okay, we're talking about being conventional and unconventional. I'll remind you, conventional means in a time like this that you got to focus on the fundamentals. And, you know, even when things are going really well and you got lots of business, lots of profits, lots of cash, you know, and it's almost like falling off a log to do business, right? Sometimes we slip on the fundamentals. But in a year, I will tell you, whether your business is doing good or not in 2008, you got to focus on the fundamentals. You got to stay tight on those, because those are the ones that will keep you from wasting money and wasting opportunity, wasting energy. Fundamentals, that's what fundamentals do. Because they're tried and true, you don't have to experiment with them. Now, where you want to experiment this year is in the unconventional area. And I was talking to you about this little conversation that I'm having with you that I want you to have with yourself and I want you to have with your people, especially your salespeople. Are you talking yourself out of calling on people? Are you talking yourself out of business? Are you saying to yourself, people, these folks are not going to buy from me because the economy's bad? Everybody knows this. Listen to the television. Everybody knows that the economy's off. Everybody knows we got the housing problem, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what, folks? That's all it is blah, blah, blah. Because you don't know. If you haven't called on those people, and if you haven't asked them, if you haven't given them an opportunity to do business with you, you don't know. And it's not your job to answer their questions. Say this to yourself. Say this to your people, because I'm saying it to you right now. It is not your job to answer your prospects and your customers' questions. It's your job to ask the question. Now, the unconventional part is what you ask them. Because when things are going great, you go in, you say, you know, maybe you almost are an order taker, right? But in times like these, you got to be a little creative. You got to go in with an open mind and open ears, and you got to say, hey, how's it going? Instead of maybe saying, you know, hey, you ready to buy some more stuff? Which I hope you don't do that anyway, but still, you see what I'm getting at. Instead of saying that, you say, hey, how's it going? Talk to them a little bit. Let them talk to you. Find out where their pain is. I promise you, if you call on customers, especially business customers, and you ask them how they're doing, you listen to them, I think you'll be surprised at what you learn. And the pain that you thought you knew they were having might not be the pain that they're having. They might be saying something like this, you know, our industry is doing pretty good right now. We actually are experiencing, you know, at least a little bit of growth, not if not a lot of growth. Guess what? These are the same people that a day ago you convinced yourself were never going to buy from you. Don't answer their questions. Ask the questions. Let them answer the questions. Promise me, and then make your people promise you, that you will not answer the customer's questions. You'll ask the questions. Let them say yes or no or maybe. Let them do that. Now, here's one more piece of unconventional wisdom. And folks, this is not something I read in the book. I've lived this in my life. Believe it or not, everybody doesn't know what I just told you. And a lot of people will do what I just said not to do, which is to talk themselves out of going in there. And so you would be amazed at how many people don't get called on when things are tough. Have you ever heard of the homecoming queen who didn't have a date for the prom? Because everybody thought, well, she's so pretty, you know, nobody's going to call. You know, she's got lots of opportunities to go on a date, and nobody called her. Guess what? It's kind of like that now. If things are slow, it's amazing how many people won't call on somebody. And when you call on them, it's like, hey, where you been? I'm glad you came. I'm glad you're here. Take my money. So you got to be conventional. You got to focus on the fundamentals. But you also got to be unconventional. And whatever that is for you, you got to decide. But that's when you deal with your customers. You got to be a little unconventional. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.